B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Without further ado, he's on the Comcast hotline. That's got Eric Carabel. Hello, Eric Carabel.
Hello, Mike. How are you? It's Dallas Week.
Yes, it is Dallas Week. We have gotten absolutely zero reaction to it, but it is Dallas Week.
It's all Ben Simmons and Philly.
It's either that or, I don't know, maybe the Philadelphia fan base looked at this game and are not ready to like get into a big game with Dallas because they don't trust what their squad is.
I think that's fair because it's hard to know what the Eagles really are after seeing them in Week 2. They didn't move the ball that well except for 190-yard pass play. They didn't finish at the goal line. The running game doesn't look great. Devonta Smith might get shut down this week by a good cornerback. So I have some concerns about the Eagles putting up points, although Dallas didn't exactly put up a ton of points in Week 2 either. So this might be like a low-scoring, like 2017 game. Just don't make mistakes.
Okay. Is it a mistake if you back any of these Eagles offensive players this week?
Jalen Hurts is always going to be a top 10 play as long as he has a leg. So I think he's going to be able to run the ball. Remember, 50 or 60 rushing yards, that's a touchdown pass. That's really valuable in fantasy. Miles Sanders is worth a play. Dallas has two running backs now, not just one. I do think Tony Pollard is in play as a flex option, especially against the Eagles. They're going to want to pound the ball a little bit there because the Eagles' secondary is improved. Prescott to play, and of course they've got good wide receiver play as well. So there's a lot of individual plays here that are good, but I still don't expect a high-scoring game per se.
All right, what about around the league? Do you see any particular really good matchups to play, guys?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're looking for teams that are playing against Atlanta. They're terrible. We saw that in week number one. So Daniel Jones, a lot of people think he's a good play this week. He's been running a lot more than normal. In fact, number two to Lamar Jackson among quarterbacks in rushing the football so far in usage. So I do expect the Giants are going to be able to put up some points on Atlanta. Most weeks, we're not going to be able to say that. And I do like Cincinnati at Pittsburgh this week. Pittsburgh's a mess on the offensive and defensive lines. Ben Roethlisberger's hurt. Their secondary's a mess. So Joe Burrow and his merry men are wide receivers should put up some points this week. If you've got the Bengals wide receivers, this is not a bad week to play them.
One question. Any love for Justin Fields this week?
Yeah, he's just like Jalen Hurts. He's a guy who's going to run the ball. I can't explain why they want to use Andy Dalton when he's healthy, but I would not go back to him. Fields looked terrible last week in relief, but I do think, again, all he needs to do is 50 rushing yards, 150 passing yards. That could be a top 10 quarterback in fantasy. He's not in my top 10 right now, but I do think he's close to it.
Okay. All right, let's get to the questions then. Let's first of all go with, this is a flex question. Should I start Courtland Sutton, Tyler Boyd, or Devin Singletary this week?
Singletary's looked real good. I mean, Moss is only the goal line back, so I think while Singletary's running well and getting 70, 80 yards per week, it is against Washington. But again, as long as they're feeding him, he goes over most wide receivers that are not top 20 guys.
All right, PPR League, Chooch wants to know, DJ Moore or Chris Godwin?
Godwin's got a tough matchup. Rams secondary is very good. And this is a good week to go with Moore tonight because Houston is just awful.
All right. Brian, RB2, Gibson, McKissick, or Connor? And at flex, Samuel, Claypool, or Sutton?
Sutton obviously is a guy I like a little bit this week. He's not my top 20, but I do think they throw to him enough. And then Gibson's always going to be playing over these guys. I mean, McKissick catches passes, but Gibson gets the rushing yards, gets the touchdowns. I like him. And James Conner is a non-play overall right now.
All right. Daniel has a cryptic comment. If I'm offered a free month supply of toilet paper for Clyde Edwards-Helaire, should I take the deal? What is the deal with his value to my team?
I see the point there on Edwards-Helaire. He has been a disappointment. He's not getting targets. I'd rather have him in fantasy over toilet paper right now, but I do think Edwards-Helaire is more of a borderline flex option. So, like, Miles Sanders is a better option, Chase Edmonds of Arizona, if Swift plays for Detroit. I mean, don't dump Edwards-Helaire, but dump. But you know what I mean? Like, he still has value.
All right, one of these three running backs, Greg, it wasn't Elijah Mitchell, Cordero Patterson, or Philip Lindsay.
I mean, I think Mitchell's the play, assuming he does play. He's got a little bit of a shoulder problem there. You cannot assume that Cordero Patterson's going to score two touchdowns every week, even though they have a nice matchup against our favorite Giants fans. But I would still go with Mitchell.
All right, first quarterback question. Should I start Ryan Tannehill or Kirk Cousins?
Tannehill is not played well. I mean, his offensive line is really a mess right now. But I do think Tannehill has a matchup this week that he can exploit. Kirk Cousins at Seattle. not a big fan of that one.
All right, Dalvin Cook, is he questionable this week? Should I start him?
I mean, Minnesota's going to play him, and they're going to give him a heavy workload. Now, he may leave the game early with an injury, but as long as Dalvin Cook is playing, you play Dalvin Cook over everybody in fantasy and running back, and basically except McCaffrey.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, Stafford is my starter, and I have Darnold as my number two. Who should I start this week, beginning tonight?
I'm always going to start Matthew Stafford over Sam Darnold. I mean, I do think Darnold has a nice matchup, but I don't want to take it too far here, because I think that we're going to get Stafford numbers pretty much every week. But I would start Stafford.
Okay, so it's you like Daniel Jones. So this next question is Daniel Jones or Stafford?
There I can make the case. I mean, obviously Stafford still has to play a tough defense. Looking at my rankings right now, I do have Stafford ahead of Daniel Jones by a couple spots. I hate trusting a Giant, to be honest with you right now. I would go with Stafford.
All right, Sean has a PPR league. Robbie Anderson or Allen Robinson?
The way Robbie Anderson's being used right now, no, not him. Allen Robinson, no matter who the quarterback is. I do think the field is going to be able to throw the ball downfield quite a bit.
All right, Livio, I need a flex. Claypool, A.J. Brown, Taysom Williams.
I mean, A.J. Brown is always going to be a pretty good play for me. Again, I do expect Tannehill's going to be able to move the ball. Tannehill's a lot better than what he's shown, and so is A.J. Brown. Brown's definitely the play here.
All right, here's an interesting question from Nelson. Should I trade Deebo Samuel for Jameis Winston in a two-quarterback league? My quarterbacks right now are Matt Ryan and Ryan Tannehill, and I have Adams, Keenan Allen, and Sutton at wide receiver.
No, I do not. I don't want to trade for Jameis Winston. I mean, you're going to have erratic performances from week to week. We've already seen a high and a low from him. I'm not even sure if he's going to keep the job. If he keeps playing like he did in week number two, Taysom Hill will be the quarterback by mid-October. So, no, I would not make that trade.
All right. Flex option PPR league, Michael Pittman, James White, or E. Sanders?
You know what? I think Pittman this week. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game there. Colts have a nice matchup. We have Tyson's secondary, which has been terrible so far. James White is normally good for five or six catches. I think Pittman gets in the end zone this week.
All righty. Let's go. Robbie Woods, DK Metcalf, or Deebo Samuel?
Well, I mean, DK Metcalf is a play every week, especially this week. Robert Woods is a good play this week. I do think Woods is going to have a better game. Cooper Kupp's not going to get all the action all season. Play those two.
All right, I think that concludes it for this week. We have a question from our Jen Escordo. Yeah. She has a question every week. Jen?
Hey, Eric. So I have Higgins, and he is questionable right now. It's a PPR. He's in my flex. Should I just go with it, or I have Juju or Chark as an option?
I mean, I think if Higgins plays this week, you're going to definitely want to play him. Pittsburgh's the secondary has not played well so far. No pass rush either. So I think Higgins, as long as he is active, if not, it would be Juju.
Thanks.
All right. Now, this question from you, Tyrone, is from Booney.
No, it's from one of my guys.
Oh, one of your guys. Yeah. Sterling Shepard or Courtland Sutton, Eric?
I like Sutton. I don't want to. I think Daniel Jones is nice that he's running the ball, but I don't trust him as a passer. I would take Sutton over him.
All right. We are a couple days away from the game, obviously, but I always ask you for your prediction. Are you feeling the Eagles right now? 4-point line against Dallas.
I feel the Eagles on the cover. I still think 2017, something like that. And I think they're going to split the season against Dallas and win the home game.
All right. Sounds good. You're the best.
All right.
Thanks, Eric.
Take care.
All right, that's Eric Cabral. Brought to us by
Family and Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, visit Family and Company Jewelers for your fantasy engagement ring.
Okay. Sounds good. We got our fantasy football action in there. Quick hit, 610-632-0975.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.